Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle EJ, and I am your Marketplace Apostle, coming to you live here on Blog Talk Radio from Waves of Glory. We're going to be talking this morning about the virtuous woman, because this month has been deemed a month to celebrate motherhood. So we decided at the radio studio that this month we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about the virtuous woman, because she is an amazing person. She is an amazing woman, and she is the prototype for the woman that God has called each of us to be. This morning, I'm going to first of all read to you a prophetic word that has come to us from Prophetess Colette Williams of Zimbabwe, Africa, that is in keeping with the call and the purpose that God has on my life at this moment. But she said in her post on Facebook, one of the groups she's in, that God is raising up women for such a time as this. Some are called to preach on the pulpit or serve in ministry, and some are called to the marketplace. In the next couple of days, we're going to be discussing marketplace and ministry calling. You can be called to both, and the fivefold can also operate in both. And this is a note that she gave to those of us who are in one of her groups on Facebook, but it is a confirmation of that which God has spoken to me, that in this hour he is raising up the daughters of the kingdom who are called to the marketplace. He is raising them up in order to give them increase, in order to give them power and influence in that arena, so that they their communities and advance the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about that. Somewhere in our midst this morning, there is a virtuous woman. Our topic is titled today, The Virtuous Woman, a Marketplace Mogul. When God began speaking to me about the marketplace ministry, I felt like a fish out of water. I had been preaching the gospel for 35 years and never once considered speaking of the marketplace. Every message was formed for maximum effect and to get men and women to love God and serve him with all their might. Today, in this time and season, I realize that those messages fell short of the glory that God wants to reveal in each of us. Me knowing it, I had propagated a gospel that was only good for Sunday morning or for conferences or for women's meetings or churchy religious type gatherings. People listened and shouted amen and may even have jumped up and down with glee, but they didn't go home and apply a single word. For the most part, most people cannot even remember last week's sermon. It's like last week's dinner. It was good while it lasted, but it is now forgotten, and the next meal is all that matters. Now that God has opened my eyes, I see the marketplace as a viable ministry in itself. The marketplace employs potential and throughout the scriptures, we see the marketplace faded into the background, but it is always there. Now, the virtuous woman is a woman who lives life to the fullest in every area and does not fear the future, for she knows her God and does exploits. The prophet Daniel let us know that the people who know their God will do exploits. So as we go into the book of Proverbs in chapter 31, and we begin to look at the king, Lemuel is his name, and Lemuel is recounting the words of a prophecy that his mother had taught him. You hear that? The king's mother is the subject of the Proverb 31. He is simply repeating what he has been taught. These are her instructions to her son, the king. She's telling him about not giving his strength to women, because it was a common practice for kings to have wives aplenty and then concubines a many. We know that King Solomon had 300 wives and 700 concubines. Amen. So she is instructing her son not to give his strength to the practice of gathering women and having a huge harem. And then she's instructing him about not being a king who gives himself to drink, to strong drink, because that would pervert judgment. This mother is telling him how to be a good leader. She cautions him as to the dangers of being a king who goes after strong drink, because it causes him to forget the law and pervert the judgment of the afflicted. And she says, if somebody wants strong drink, you give that to the person who's ready to perish. So I believe that the liquor industry and the beer industry are really tapping into something in the world today for the people. According to this mother, we should give strong drink to the one who is ready to perish. Let him drink and forget his poverty. Lord, have mercy. And remember his misery no more. And this basically is why people drink. People say they drink to have fun and drink to have a party. I can have fun and have a party without ever touching alcohol. But the norm says that you need to get drunk or you need to get high or you need to be somewhere out of your mind. And the whole point of it is you're trying to escape. No more. But that's just the first portion of Proverbs chapter 31. When we go down to verse 10, this is when we begin to get into the instruction on the virtuous woman. Now, I'm going to choose a woman, King Lemuel, his mother is saying, who can find a virtuous woman? Even in their day, she's putting this question to her son, the king, and informs him that the virtuous woman is a rarity among women. She's not just your run-of-the-mill woman, but there are some qualifying things about her that make her price or her worth far above rubies. It's something about this woman. She tells her son that her price is far above rubies, and rubies are the most valuable gem in the line of gemstones. Even though the diamond is more popular, the ruby is more valuable. Glory to God. Isn't that just like life, that we run after that which has been advertised as the diamond is a girl's best friend, but when the rubber meets the road and you begin to evaluate, you understand that the diamond is second best to the ruby. And the virtuous woman is greater, her worth is greater even than rubies. And here we are with a king sitting on a throne with access to all kinds of wealth, and his mother wants him to get it through his head that the virtuous woman is more valuable than rubies. He would have understood that valuation, because when a man went to choose a wife, he had to come forth with a bride price. He had to give her father and her family a bride price. And so what his mom is letting him know, you can't really afford a virtuous woman because her price is far above rubies. Oh, my God, my sisters in the kingdom today, if you could understand your worth, if you could understand that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, if you could understand that you have been crafted by a master craftsman and that you are his workmanship, the work of the Almighty God, you are the work of his hands. No one ever again will be able to make you feel less than who you are when you understand that God has called you the apple of his eye. Oh, my goodness. I am so glad to know how deeply he loves me and how profoundly he thought of me when he began to craft me. Even my womb, every move, every development was destined for greatness, for power, to reign in fullness and glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for the virtuous woman. I'm looking today at this particular scripture, and I'm going over what are the virtues of this virtuous woman. Virtue really means goodness. And the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 5, and it is explaining to us the fruit of the Spirit. One of the fruit, or one of the attributes of fruit, is goodness. If you are a virtuous woman, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost so that you can bring forth the fruit of goodness. That is all that virtuous means. But then she goes on to show him how goodness reveals itself in this particular virtuous woman. She is true to her marriage vows. That means she's trustworthy, and her husband has no fear that she has a roving eye, that she's looking around for something other than him, that she's just scanning the horizon to see what's out there. The virtuous woman is a trustworthy woman, and if she commits to you, then she's committed to you and to you alone. If scripture says she does him good, isn't that awesome? In society and in our fairy tales, we look to the Prince Charmings of the fairy tale life to do us good. But Lord have mercy, the mother of King Lemuel is explaining to him one of her virtues, the virtuous woman, is that she does him good. So she's causing him to understand that what he is getting is an asset, and that he's not just a commodity to be picked up, but that this woman is really the value in the relationship. Glory to God. I know some of you may disagree, and that's okay with me, but I want you to understand or to see my point of view as I'm looking into the scripture, as I hear this mother's voice speaking to her son, saying unto him, this woman is to be valued. She is to be cherished. And you won't have to worry, because when she commits to you, she will do you good and not evil. Too much of today's society in the marriages are the women are not faithful, or the man is not faithful. And then if one of the others is not faithful, the other turns around and does a retaliatory act. And they neither are doing each other good. But the mother of King Lemuel is instructing him, when you're out there looking, when you are seeking and searching, understand this woman will always do you good and not evil. Then she is industrious, seeks wool, flax, and works willingly with her hands. In those days and times, it was customary for women to use the spin to take the wool of sheep and spin and stretch it and spin it and wind it to make yarn. So those of you who have the gift of crocheting and knitting, and you go to the store and you pick up a ball of yarn or a skein of yarn, it is called, this is the product of the hands of the virtuous woman. She first had to make the yarn before she could even begin to knit or to crochet. So you ought to just give her a round of applause. But she seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. Some women today are just not willing to work. Some of us are waiting on our Prince Charming. We are waiting on him to swoop in on his great white stallion, dressed in his shining armor, to whisk us away to the castle and there live happily ever after with maidservants and manservants just waiting on us hand and foot. But that indeed is a fairy tale, and it has always been a fairy tale. Women have always worked. Women have always been industrious. We know that when God saw Adam working in the garden, he said, it's not good for man to be alone, and I'm going to make him a woman to be his helpmate. And we just look at Eve sometimes as an add-on. But I understand from reading the scripture that before the foundation of the world, the lamb was already slain. So if the lamb was already slain, then the woman was already in the plan. Oh, hallelujah. Don't get me started on Eve this morning. Glory be to God. Amen. Here we are. We, like I said, we're waiting on a rescue, some of us. But the virtuous woman is not waiting to be rescued. Hallelujah. She's out there in the marketplace, and she's using her gifts and talents. She has inventoried her potential. She knows what she is capable of, and she goes about going forth to make sure that her potential is not wasted. She is like the merchant's ship. She broadens her horizons. She doesn't just do one thing. That's the problem with sometimes when we get burnout is that we are just focused on one thing, and we get to doing it and doing it and doing it until it loses its fizzle and it becomes mundane. But what you have to do is reach down again and tap into your reserve, look again into your potential, and understand that there is more on the inside of you. So you broaden your horizon. You broaden your horizon by going deep within to see what more is there, but you also are like the merchant ships that go beyond the borders. You go beyond that which you are used to. You step outside of your comfort zone, and you learn something new. You go to networking events. You tap into where people are who do the thing that you want to do. Take self-development courses so that you can become more of who God has created you to be by honing or fine-tuning your skills or developing the gifts that are already on the inside of you. So you've got to broaden your horizons. I just said this way, the virtuous woman is a well-rounded woman. She's very dimensional. She's not one-dimensional. She's three- and four-dimensional. But some of us today are homebound or not very well-rounded. We have one avenue or two avenues. We go from home to work and from work to home. We go from home to church and from church to home, and that's all we do. That's all we know, and we think that we are living the kingdom life. We think that we are doing God a service because we say our prayers every night and we go to church every Sunday. We put our tithes and offerings in the basket, and we believe that we in turn are ministering and serving God in that manner. And for the most part, yes, that is the foundation of your service to God. But you have gifts and talents on the inside of you that God put there not to lie dormant till you die, but to come to life as you live. Lord, have mercy. The virtuous woman is a woman with vision. She has great vision. She is continuously, as I say, broadening her horizon. She's continuously looking into what it is that she has to offer. Whereas some women of today, modern woman has little to no vision. Her vision goes no further than things. And so we want to tap into vision. What is the vision that God has given you? Where inside of you has God deposited the seed of his own desire for your life? That is what vision is. It is the seed of God, of his desire for your life, and it is inside of you. The virtuous woman has looked inside of herself and mined all of the properties of the potential that she is capable of, and she brings it to the table. Now, understand, this virtuous woman is not yet a wife, because Lemuel's mother is instructing him on how to recognize the virtuous woman. Oh, my goodness. That's a point right there I want you to understand. Those of you ladies who are single, don't sit down and wait on Prince Charming, because the man that you are looking for and waiting to rescue you and whisk you off to the castle does not run in the circles that we run in when we sit and do nothing. We have to get up and become all that we are created to be. We have to move forward in the things that God has ordained us to do. Next week, on Tuesday at 10 a.m., we are going to continue talking about the virtuous woman. We're going to talk about what her daily activity looks like. Part of the problem with our success or lack of it in life is that we don't have a daily routine. I believe it was Benjamin Franklin who said, "Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise." And the same applies for a woman, too. If you lay in bed all day, then you need to understand that your wealth mountain is going to look kind of just like that. So we want to learn what are the daily activities. What does her daily schedule look like? And while we're coming up to next week, I want to kind of implore you, take a look at your daily schedule and see what are the activities that bring success in your life and what are the activities that are draining you or not adding anything to you as a virtuous woman. Thank you so much for being here with us on Words of Glory today. I've got a few announcements that I'd like to make to let you know that God is moving by the power of His Spirit to start a movement among women in the marketplace, women of God in the marketplace. And so we're going to be hosting a prayer line this Thursday evening at 8 p.m. That's the 14th, I believe it's Thursday the 14th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you want to be on the prayer line or you have a prayer request, we're going to be praying for businesses as well as for ministries. And you can email me at successinlifeti, as in Training Institute, successinlifeti@gmail.com, and we will get your prayer requests on the line. Likewise, I will be emailing you the teleconference information so that if you decide to join in the prayer, you can come and join us there. So that's email me and put in your subject line. I want you to put the Marketplace Connection in the subject line as you email me at successinlifeti@gmail.com. Also excited about a new book that the Lord has given me called Apprehending the Kingdom. Oh, my goodness, when you get your hands on a copy of this book, it's going to revolutionize your kingdom mindset and cause you to rise up and do everything that is in your heart to do. It is a book to empower you to prosper and to rule and reign in the kingdom of God. We also have a website up now for our blog, The Marketplace Connection, and I want you to subscribe to our newsletter. Go over there. It's www.yourmarketplaceapostle.com. Once again, www.yourmarketplaceapostle.com. Check out the newsletter and subscribe. Excuse me, check out the blog and subscribe to the newsletter. Once again, women who know their God will do exploits. And remember this, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the line today, that you are not here to be average. You are here awesome. I pray for today. This is my prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, who is our soon coming King, we thank you today. We praise you today. We magnify your name. When Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them to pray, he said to them this: when you pray, say, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory." And so, Lord, this morning, we thank you for this opportunity to pray for the virtuous women of the kingdom of God. We pray by the Spirit you would stir every gift, stir up every talent, open every door that needs to be opened so that they step to through. Lord, I pray that they will have a focus and a single mind, that not one of us will be double-minded. But when we ask in faith, we ask knowing that when we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And when we know that you hear us, we know we have the petitions that we have asked of you. Lord, today I know that you are raising up women of God in the marketplace to bring them to a place of power and influence that they may impact community and change their world. Father, I pray for these women who feel the stirring in their loins to come into the marketplace. And maybe they don't know just what to do, but God, they know that you called them to business, as well some of them to pulpit ministry. I ask today in Jesus' name for clarity in the realm of the spirit. I ask for revelation in the knowledge of God. I ask you to enlighten the eyes of their understanding. I ask you, oh God, to make it plain. I ask you, oh God, to give revelation, knowledge concerning the call and the vision that is in their lives. This I ask according to your will and your divine purposes for that select group of women who are called into the marketplace. I thank you today, God. I pray right now that they will meet us this coming Thursday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We bless you today with all the blessings of the kingdom. The word of God lets us know that we've already been blessed by God with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And so, God, we are grateful today, God, we are grateful for all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And I thank you for what you are doing amongst the daughters in the kingdom. This is Apostle EJ, your marketplace apostle, saying once again, God bless you, we love you, and remember, you're not here to be average. You, my sister, are here to be awesome. See you next week.